This is Mary Ingleby interviewing Lillian Baker on the 30th of January 2013. So, Lillian, if you could just begin by introducing yourself to me.
Well, I was born in Gibraltar. My parents are both Gibraltarians, but my father's family came from Portugal. My mother's family came from Minorca when it was British, and they came to live in Gibraltar. And since then, we've all lived in Gibraltar. We had a very good family. We lived in Benzimbrasali, and we lived with my auntie and cousins and that. And then from there, I went to school, in St. Mary's School, and I left England to go to Casablanca just before the war. And we were evacuated to Casablanca. We were there for a while. Then we came back to Gibraltar. And my father stayed in Gibraltar, but he used to he was a special policeman, although he worked for the Mossi family, shipping and coal and that. And then when we were evacuated to Casablanca, my father used to come on the boat with the people from Gibraltar, and some went to Casablanca, some went to Ifni, I think it was. And then, of course, we stayed there for a while. And then we were brought back to Gibraltar. And after being in Gibraltar for a month, they decided to bring us to England because the war had started. And we spent 16 days and 17 nights on a convoy.
I'm just going to stop you for a minute. This is really good. This is exactly what I want to hear. Yeah. But we're just going to go back a bit. We're going to get to that point again.
Yes.
We're going to go into a bit more detail about all these things. If
yes.
That's okay.
Yes.
So, just going back to your parents. So, did you have family then? Was it one parent came from Minorca, and the other parent came from?
But from Portugal.
From Portugal.
But yes, of course, But before you recall it again, my great great grandfather, he used to come from Portugal trading to Gibraltar. Okay, but my mother's family, they were from Minorca, and when they started doing the dockyard in Gibraltar, then the family was brought, and I've got a record from. Must have been my great-grandmother, saying when they got married, all the children that were born in Minorca.
So when they were married, your parents...
They were married in Gibraltar.
So what were the children in Minorca then?
That's where the family started, on my mother's side in Minorca, you see. And I've got a record of a book that's great-great-grandmother or something wrote, and they used to keep a record.
Of all the children.
Of who married who in Minorca, all the children they had, up to just before they came to Gibraltar. And then it was stopped, and then it was started again in Gibraltar. So we got the record. But we haven't got the record on my Portugal side.
And have you been to Minorca?
I've been to Minorca. We went to the church that was recorded in this exercise book, but of course the name had changed already. But anyway, we managed to go away and look, and then we came back and we saw the priest coming to the church. So we spoke to him and we introduced ourselves, and then he asked us to go in. And they said that, yes, they had their records. No, they didn't have their records there because when the Spanish War started, all the papers were burned and that. But anyway, he gave me a book, which my brother has in Gibraltar, that because in the book it showed the name of the priest that married and baptized my family. And that priest is still was in the record of the book that they gave me. And so they said to me, yes, my family had been buried underneath the church that we saw. But of course that was closed, couldn't go in. But he told us to go to the cemetery with a lot of people that went back to Gibraltar. And yes, it was very nice. And he gave us this book. And these priests that we saw knew the priests that we had in Gibraltar.
So when you were a little girl in Gibraltar, mm-hmm. what language did you speak at home?
Spanish. Because we had the people from Spain coming to work in Gibraltar. Although my mother was taught English at school and all that, but because we had this thing with the people from Spain that they didn't know English, we tend to speak in Spanish. But once we got to the school, it was all English. We never spoke Spanish in school. And I had a sister, older than me, but she died when she was 4 and a half from a rheumatic fever. But I still got a brother who lives in Gibraltar. We lived with my auntie and my cousins and that. And then I was very happy there at school and had plenty of friends, which I still have since I was little. And then, of course, when the war started, like I said, we went to Casablanca and back to Gibraltar.
Okay, we're going to go to that bit in a minute. Yeah. We're just going to talk about, so I'm just interested about, so your father being Portuguese, so what language did he speak to
No,
you?
My father never, my father was born in Gibraltar, so he never, and he didn't, he was only, I think my father was only 7 when his father died. So he didn't, you know, he didn't know his grandfather or anything like that, because it was my grandfather that came to Gibraltar, married my grandmother, and then my father. They were 10 in the family, of course. In those days, the children died very young, so there was only 3 of out of the 10 that grew up, and but. My, as far as I know, when my grandfather died, one of my grandmother's brother took over the business, but he didn't do it very well and they lost everything. And then my grandmother had to go out and work to bring up the children.
So did you, I mean, for example, in the case of your mother, do you think that you probably spoke English better?
No, because what I learned was in Gibraltar.
But did you speak it better than her, your mother? Did?
Well, when my mother was older, I never heard her speak English. She could read. She used to read the books and magazines and things like that. But we never spoke English at home.
And you
only with friends that came, you know, of my age and that. And, of course, my father's my father's boss was English, so I used to speak to him when we met him and all that. Sometimes between my cousin that lived with us, we used to speak English, but at home I think it was mainly Spanish.
Thank you. That's very interesting, because it's sort of really, you know, I mean, it must be interesting for you as a child. We thought it was totally normal, but actually you were speaking two languages. You were bilingual.
And we do that now. I speak to Paul half of it in English, half of it in Spanish. Yes.
So let's go now to the little bit about the beginning of the war. So were you aware that the war was coming as a child?
Not really. You know, we were just told, oh, we have to leave the rock, we have to go to Casablanca, and we just took clothing. That's all we took with us. And then, of course, we were in Casablanca, and we were living in a flat there. And then we left. Oh, the thing is, I can't remember how long. I don't think we were in Casablanca very long. And then, of course, we came back to Gibraltar. And in fact, they didn't want us to leave the boat. They wanted to put us in another boat and bring us back to England. But they said, the people said, no, we want to go home. And so we went home. All our luggage was left in...
Sorry, I'm just going to... So we're in Casablanca now.
Yes.
Right, we're just carrying on Casablanca.
Yeah,
now.
Well, yeah. In Casablanca we had a lovely flat and we were all right. And then they started saying that we had to come back.
So you all went, all of you?
My family, but not my father or right. My uncle. Just the, I would say, children, wives and the elderly people went. My father stayed, the 4 years of the war, stayed in Gibraltar. He was working for the Imossi family, but he was also special police in the afternoons and evenings. And we still had our house, well, our flat in Gibraltar. But my father said he had good friends, so they said to him, come and sleep with us. There were more brothers than that over there. Yes, but we still had the house when we came back after the war.
So how old were you when you were at the beginning of the war?
Six. But by the time that I came to England, I was seven.
So let's talk about coming to England.
Yeah, well, we came by boat. And the boat that I came was called the Avoceta. And we were sleeping down in the hall of the boat. All the women and children on one side of the boat, and men and older, like my cousin, he was 14, so he had to sleep where the men were. We had to take our own mattresses, and we had to take some food with us. I was a very bad sailor. I was dreadful in the bad, always feeling sick and that. So I couldn't stay down. They used to take me up every day, and the captain used to give me dry biscuits because I couldn't keep anything else. So, yes, we came to, when we got here to England, we were in Swansea.
How long was the voyage? How long did it...
For 16 days and 17 nights we were on that boat.
And was there any food, anything provided?
Not really. Because my uncle came with us, he would go to the kitchen and get some soup or something for us. But mainly it was what the people had taken.
I know you were very little, but I mean, how many people were on the boat, do you know?
Oh, I don't know. But I know that where we were sleeping, it was, well, the mattresses were put down, and in the morning we had to roll them up because otherwise you couldn't move. And everything had to be done there. The toilet, everything was down there. And people used to take them away in the morning and empty them and all that. It wasn't very, very nice at all.